something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tan Line Tuesday. I haven't got anything up there yet. I'm not allowed to show Dr. Mina's tan line. She just shared that with us.
Yeah, not enough.
It was pretty sexy, though. She's in a towel.
Yeah, I know. She could do better.
Yeah, I know, but she's a married woman, and, you know.
What does that mean?
Well, because she, you know, we have a professional relationship with her.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes.
Yeah, that.
Oh, right. That, yeah.
Right.
She's our friend.
Right. She was kind enough to do that.
So you did a story on, was it Wednesday? About the turkey dumps? You know, people come home for the holidays and then they break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend. So I was curious if anyone out there got turkey dumped over the weekend.
If your heart's broken, you might not want to talk about it, but feel free to. If you dumped too, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody did some dumping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for every person dumped, someone did the dumping.
Yeah.
And those who did the dumping might be more willing to talk about it. Or they won't be so broken up about it. Because they knew it was going to happen.
It's usually the girl that went to college and the dude stayed home and works at the feed mill. And he had a trucker hat on and she met new guys at college and dumped a high school sweetheart. That happens a lot.
Yeah, guys with ambition.
Yeah.
That's a common scenario.
That happens a lot. I went to college. I knew two or three girls that their boyfriend stayed home. They were together two or three years in high school. She got out in the so-called real world, which is a different school, different people. You know, not riding around his pickup truck every weekend.
Aww.
And then she went home and dumped him.
So now he's got to find another high school senior.
Exactly. It happens. Oh, that's it.
They stay the same.
That happened in my state. That happened in this state. It happens everywhere. Specifically, one girl I knew.
Some of the players that had Clive James, we're still working on that.
Oh, yeah.
In the Deadpool.
I'm surprised at the number of people who were even aware this guy existed.
Well, 61 players had him in the Deadpool.
They're Deadpool ghouls.
Yep.
Phantom Penis Pains gets a hit, as does Ricketts the Human Thumb.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy Moore's Tidy Whiteys.
Oh. Oh, being the oldest person in America doesn't make you famous, right?
Correct.
No.
Because they declared someone else the oldest person in America just the other day, I saw. Some lady in North Carolina is 115 or something like that.
Wow. I think if you...
Have we ever looked into...
If you're number two, you want to be number one.
Yeah. But have we ever looked into who has held that title for the longest?
That's a great
stat.
We
have, and I want to say it's somewhere around 9 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
It's not
that's
long.
It.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not long. That's, 6 to 9 months, maybe.
That's longer than I expected. I figured it'd be more like in terms of weeks.
No, I don't think anybody's had it for a full year. I don't think anybody's ever, like, a full calendar year.
Yeah.
It's been, like, say, 6, 8, maybe 9 months.
And I think... Well, her secret to longevity is, if this is the case...
What'd she say?
We're screwed. I think it was Jesus. I think there's a lot of Jesus.
Yeah. It's Jesus, it's avocados, it's alcohol.
Yeah, Jesus and whiskey.
Yeah, in the morning.
Seem to be... they get the most credit.
But they're separate, though.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
Oh, no, it's somebody...
Somebody has a heathen lifestyle or somebody actually has a Jesus lifestyle.
Nobody
which
says
also is kind of heathen.
Jesus and Jim Beam.
No, they don't. No.
That's an interesting show.
Right. it's just what your body can handle.
Well, it's totally...
And luck.
It's totally genetic.
Yes, and luck. They did a story. I was watching ESPN. I had something on yesterday. The woman that has the record for the 100-yard dash, 100-meter dash, that's over 100. She's 104. And it was great because the best part about it was I saw they were lining up. They showed this...
How many people have attempted... The record for the 100-meter dash over the age of 100.
Those old people
still called a dash.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're using that term loosely.
Those
here.
Old people track meets are pretty big. They do those.
Yeah.
I mean, they're senior track meets where But the best part about this was they showed them lining up, and she was a smaller black woman who won this. But they don't just line up 100-year-olds. They line up like 80 years old up or something like that. So when the gun went off, everybody beat her. And I'm going, this is funny. But she was the only one over 100.
Okay, so she gets the over 100
But
record.
She, I mean, she didn't really run. She kind of walked fast. But meet a 100-year-old person that walks at all.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And she won. She won.
Just,
and she wins it every year, and she's 104 now.
They're just happy to be right. Upright.
Exactly.
Our buddy Donald dumped a couple of Facebook friends over Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't make that count.
No. Mm.
Before Thanksgiving, there was a guy that put out this map, if you will. And he mapped out favorite Thanksgiving Day pies by region.
Oh.
Now, we may have seen this, or I looked at it at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever.
Top five pies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it was whatever.
It was just the top one, though, right? Region by region.
Well, yeah. Well, in different states, even. And he said in the St. Louis area, their favorite is blueberry and, you know, things like that.
Right. Where's hair? Which state's favorite is hair?
Well, it turns out he was just full of it.
he made
no effort whatsoever. It was all a hoax. The scientist said he made it all up to show that maps of favorite whatever are just nonsense.
They are nonsense. I've seen those things. I see the NFL one sometimes, and they're basically just regional. I get that. But I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't think lot of those, any kind of research goes into it.
No.
Like the fan map?
No.
You know, that's easy.
It's just regional. Plus, they stuck in guys like Craig, but not Craig.
Well, I guess so.
In morning shows, that just read that stuff and go, oh, that's cute and interesting and move on.
It was cute.
We dissect crap.
It was cute and interesting, but not
wasn't
interesting. Cute enough.
Yeah, not cute enough. And the guy lied to us.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to look at a map or it's just like a list.
Right.
You know, something to argue about.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Yeah. Just a jumping off point for some stupid discussion. And we're all for that. I like a good stupid discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing it for a few years.
Okay.
New study finds that, before I finish this sentence.
I just put together a resume the other day.
Oh, yeah?
To send off to, because I'm looking for a job.
Oh, I didn't know that. No. Yeah.
Right.
Now we got two years in this contract.
Okay. But it was for a little project that somebody's doing.
Oh, okay.
You sent it off, too.
Oh, that. Yeah.
You remember.
Oh, we did do it. I did do a resume. Right?
I realized how much I bled for quite some time.
Now the audience knows that.
A good portion of my life.
I know. I started writing down. Yeah, we're getting interviewed by some cool people in the state. They want to interview me and Todd for some project. And I put down my work history, too, and I was like, man, blah, blah, blah. I've talked S for a long time.
But you've talked S with a degree.
I did.
I had to put no degree.
Yeah.
This school,
yeah.
No degree.
Still in there.
Wah, wah.
Some college is just as good as Yale, as we discovered the other day.
We did?
Yeah. Dr. Mina confirmed that.
Well, I think in this line of business, nobody's ever told me you better go back and get your degree.
No.
You want to make in this industry, you better go back and get your degree.
Well, you better have something to fall back on, though.
Oh, God.
Well, not for us now. We're done. But if you're young, get your degree.
I heard that for a lot of years. Yeah. I heard that till I was about 40.
So did I.
Usually from the old man.
Old Larry.
Now, be careful with this opening statement.
Okay. I always am.
A new study finds that craft beer is good for the gut health.
But massive quantities?
Research from the University of Nebraska is suggesting that some craft beers...
Figures it's Nebraska that does the beer study. Cool.
Some craft beers have started including probiotic bacteria, which is not only good for the gut, but can help sleeping patterns.
Yeah.
One Netherlands-based professor involved in the research says that in high concentration, alcohol is, of course, bad for the gut. But a craft beer a day might be beneficial.
All right. But the problem is, I don't like just one beer. I can do one beer, but it's usually two.
You know, they say this is not a license to drink more beer.
I've been in 4 days.
So it creates the good bacteria in your gut?
Well, it throws it in there, yeah.
Because that's what the latest South Park episode was all about.
Probiotics?
Or crap beers.
Well, someone, I forget which character, was having some problems, some digestive problems, and did a fecal transplant.
Oh, yeah.
It's an actual thing.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that. I mean,
South Park does their homework when it comes to this kind of stuff. But she had more bad bacteria than good bacteria in her stomach, and they do the fecal transplant.
Throw some extra crap in her?
Yeah, well, it creates someone else's good bacteria that invades your gut.
How do they do that? They
and
swallow
helps
it?
You out that way. That's what I'm uncertain of. That's why I wanted to ask Dr. Mina, because apparently
get sick thinking about it.
This is what you don't do.
They eat the poo-poo.
Because a couple of her friends saw that she got better, so they did it themselves with a turkey baster. And apparently that's not the way to do it. And then it evolved into...
That's where South Park goes awry.
Or devolved into, they're all waiting on Tom Brady to take a poop because he's obviously got the best poop in the world.
Yeah,
so
they wanted to retire now.
And eventually, I think Tom Brady ended up giving up a lot of his poop so everybody could get well.
All right.
But that's Dr. Mina's area of expertise. She would know a lot about
that. Yes, she would when she hears this. Yeah, besides that part where I said some college is as good as Yale, she'll like the conversation.
So I'm curious what the proper way of the, and she can explain it to us in a clinical manner, of the fecal transplant, how one actually goes about that.
You sit on it, sitting on somebody else's.
See, I don't think that's right.
This is just spitballing here.
This is why I want a clinical explanation from someone who knows, someone with more than some college.
That's right. No, I got a degree.
Yeah, but not a doctorate.
No, I don't.
Did you get a Bachelor of Arts?
Science.
Or a Bachelor of Science.
Bachelor of Science.
Which one's the easier one?
Arts.
Yeah, that was mine.
The only reason mine was Bachelor of Science, I had to take a couple electronics courses at my school.
That's what I was pursuing.
Which was ridiculous.
I would have had to take more foreign language, I believe.
Yeah, that's weird.
And
that'd be more artsy than what
that was
to
not
do,
gonna
right?
happen.
Yeah.
5 years down the drain.
7 years of college down the drain.
Well, there was Black Friday, there was Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, today is Giving Tuesday.
Right.
It is
Whack
also
It Wednesday tomorrow.
Bye, bye,
Whack
bye.
It Wednesday.
Give.
It is also Travel Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is the day you push a book traveling?
Airlines and
it's
booking
cheaper.
Sites like Orbitz, Travelocity, and Cheap Tickets want to boost traffic at their sites today, and so they say that they are doing travel deals.
Are they? No.
I have no idea.
You live in medium-sized airports.
I'm an avid reader.
We fly a lot.
Right. Of the travel
for guys that don't travel for a living.
Of any newspaper or any kind of website. Right. And they tell you 85 different stories about how to get the best deals. And I can't figure out a rhyme or a reason.
None.
How the airline prices their tickets or when, you know, they make them cheaper.
Nope.
It's just a crapshoot.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned.
It is.
The Smart Traveler website and Skyscanner say that there are definitely deals today. Tuesday has always the best day to book a flight, but some of today's deals are the same ones you can get next week.
Yeah, because you'll see flights from $99. Well, good luck finding one.
Yeah.
If you can leave at midnight on a Tuesday.
And from a different airport.
Yeah. And you live in an airport hub.
Get yourself to Chicago. You can fly anywhere for $99.
Yeah, one thing, and I hope they don't change their ways, but it never made sense to me that the cheapest flights that you can find are the direct flights.
Yes.
Which is, I'd be willing to pay extra for a direct flight.
Yeah, I would too. I don't know.
But, you know, let's say I want to go
to... They charge you more to stop over.
Southern California, and I got to stop in Denver, and I got to stop in Vegas before I end up in Southern California. I will pay more for that flight than I would like a direct flight to San Diego.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it's gate fees.
That could be
it. Cost to
or the
land.
Landing fee.
Yeah, land. That's what I mean, landing
it's,
fees.
What are you going to do, walk?
Yeah, bitches.
Yeah.
It's we're the airlines. We can do what we damn well please. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Well, and that's the problem. There's nothing you can do about
no,
it.
No, nothing.
What some people were doing would be book a flight that had a connection somewhere. They would do this on purpose because they could find the cheapest flight that they could find to somewhere was actually a connecting flight to somewhere else.
Oh, and they wouldn't take the second leg of the flight.
And they wouldn't take the second leg of the flight.
Right.
Well, the airlines, well, they don't care for that one bit.
Yep.
They're saying, no, you may not do that.
Yeah, you can legally do that. You can get off the plane. You have to carry your bag because it'll go to the next destination no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But right. you can still do it.
Well, but if you got a carry-on only, you don't care. But
no, you're right.
You can't do that if you're checking luggage.
Well, your luggage will go. You can still get off. Your luggage will go somewhere
else. But the luggage will go to the destination you originally booked.
Right.
But they were. But at least for a while, I haven't heard about it.
They can't
this
stop
while.
It, though. They cannot stop it. You get off the plane. You're allowed to stay in that city. You're allowed to. They'll grab you as you get into a cab or an Uber and say, you got to take the next flight. No, I'm staying here.
Can they penalize you somehow?
No, they can't. You paid for the full flight. You just don't have. You just get off it quicker.
Yeah,
why there's empty seats now. When you know.
Because of that.
Probably.
But there's got to be some way they can punish you.
How can they punish you? You bought the ticket, you got off.
They can find out that you didn't take this.
Doesn't matter. You could just get off. There's no.
Your punishment is you don't get the money back for the flight that you didn't take.
Right.
And by the way,
you would pay less.
That's the whole idea is you get it cheaper.
Yeah.
They're not punishing you, though.
Because you're connecting to somewhere else.
No, you can get off the plane.
And just getting off
I've known people that get off the plane.
Instead of taking the second leg.
That's why you're booking that trip, because it's actually cheaper than booking a trip
directly there.
They make more money. That seat's empty there.
But in their eyes, you're not getting something that they were going to give you, so they come out ahead.
And yeah, because they have an empty seat.
Yeah.
And they'll fill that.
No, they don't know.
Stand by.
No, they don't know that you're not there.
No, you're not there. There's a seat open. They don't charge you. You can get off the plane. You're allowed to leave.
I suppose.
Yeah. They can't do anything to you. You paid for the ticket. You just didn't fly.
I just think they could.
Yeah, they have been cracking down on that somehow. I don't know how. I don't remember how.
I read that, too. They're cracking down on it. They don't like people doing that.
And we can all say, well, it doesn't make sense.
Well, you can still do it. They can't stop you from doing it. If they give you they fine you $100, they still can do it, you know?
Now, according to the email, they'll cancel your return ticket.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not flying out of that airport anyway. You know what I'm talking about, Puss?
Because your original destination was somewhere else.
You're not going there anyway, so who cares?
I don't know.
Well, connecting or canceling that from where?
I've given you the information I have
Well, then,
from random
you're not,
guy
still
email.
Aren't getting back from where you are.
Well, you buy a separate ticket for that,
I
just did that online. I had to do a bunch of different one-way flights over Christmas because we're going back east. I'm going to Florida and coming back here. So you can do it all online and just take different flights. Yeah.
And another email says the airline can restrict you from future flights if you do not complete your flight.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think, of course, they could be dicks about it. Airlines
walk,
find
bitches.
A lot of different ways to be dicks about everything.
Right.
This will surprise you not at all, but Spotify's most streamed artist of the decade.
Hang on, we got more on this.
Oh, good.
Hold that thought.
Good.
Mark.
Yes.
Did you try this?
And I didn't try it. I tried it for my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. She was going to one destination, and the destination that she had to switch planes in gave her a closer route to where she was going for cheaper.
Right.
But they wouldn't let her get off the plane just because it was a round-trip ticket. They said if you get off at the first destination or the first stop before your destination, they wouldn't let you to use your round-trip back.
Well, the round-trip would have been from the other destination anyway, so you're not in that city.
No, right. The round-trip still includes that same stop on the way back.
Yeah, I know, but you probably could. You can't hop back on it there. I get that. Yeah, of course you couldn't get back on it there. I realize that, yeah. Okay.
Well, you couldn't get back on there, but they wouldn't let you use the second part of your round trip ticket back to your original destination.
Yeah.
Okay, but you just have to book that separate.
Yeah, you book that separate, right? Yeah, which you can do, which I did online.
Yeah,
I did a bunch of that online. Yeah. Thanks, bud. See you. There's your travel industry bit from the show.
Yeah, take that to the bank.
There you go.
we didn't help you in the least.
No, we did not.
Well, that's because there is no answer. There's no right answer.
No. Drive, bitches.
On an American Airlines flight, Pensacola to Miami, a woman said that her medical condition demanded that she get a bigger seat.
Is she a big ass syndrome?
Because of the medical condition, the pilot had to turn around and go back to Pensacola. The pilot declared an emergency. Once they got on the ground, the woman made it quite clear that she was faking the medical condition to get a bigger seat.
What a bitch.
The woman then refused to deplane. The plane had to be evacuated. Authorities and the pilot eventually succeeded in talking the woman off the plane.
They arrest her ass?
Police say the woman was taken into custody.
Good.
Under Florida's Baker Act.
Was the entire plane allowed?
That allows authorities to hold a person who could pose a threat to themselves or others.
Everybody should be allowed to punch her in the face.
On the way out.
Yeah.
Line up like an airplane.
Yeah, like the scene from Airplane. Did you start with a Spotify story there?
Yeah, you did. What was that?
Yeah, when we interrupted you.
Oh, with... top artist, probably somebody sucks anyway. Doesn't matter.
We'll get to that.
Who sucks?
We still got time.
All right.
We got...
I don't know who sucks now.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who sucks now, Craig?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.